Back early this week, thanks to one of our favorites, one of our day ones. It's The Box.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Nature Box. Nice. It's get into the box.
Nature Box.
Yeah, that's just like another.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Podcast day, see what these dudes say. Jake and Amir putting beats on blast every Monday. I'm like Eddie James, at last. They dish your sweet answers to the questions fucking asked. Bad rhyme. Nah, bet you. These crazy motherfuckers tell you what they would do if they were you. But honestly, what I do is blog up, talk the shit. Yeah, fucking true. Hashtag dope. Yeah, true say. Waiting like a core diva for podcast Monday. Oh, sheesh, y'all. Twas a dream. If I were you, show. Now it's time to scream.
That was Woo Pig Suey.
What?
Or that's just his way of signing off the email.
Oh.
It says Woo Pig Suey at the end. He said, stay trill, my dudes. Woo Pig Suey. So Woo Pig Suey might be like a college cry or like a way to say
really?
Goodbye or something.
A college cry or way to say goodbye.
Yeah. He says, check me out on SoundCloud. Just type in Poeflo, P-O-E-F-L-O.
That's a much better name
than Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's Poeflo.
He's in the Air Force in Atlanta. Or sorry, from Arkansas. So it is. Woo Pig Suey, I bet, is the Arkansas, like you know how like Alabama has Roll Tide. Yeah. And Auburn has War Eagle.
Yeah.
And then USC has Fight On. So I think Arkansas is Woo Pig Suey.
Woo Pig Suey?
Yeah.
Really?
Now we know. Now when we go to Arkansas to visit this.
Well,
dude,
what if we're not right?
We're going to look like fucking idiots in Arkansas of all
Everyone's
places.
Everyone's going to call us out.
So thanks. That was a Drake remix. No, Drake parody. Did you know that?
No, what's that?
Draft Day. Oh. I remixed Drizzy's song Draft Day for y'all, he
Fuck
says.
Yeah.
I'm slowly reading this entire email. Well, how does one have fans that are cooler than them? like our fans like us, but they're cooler than us.
It's interesting.
We should like them.
Sometimes that happens. Remember Jackson?
Oh, yeah. When we went to Vermont, we met a fan named Jackson who was cooler than us, and then we just became fans of him.
Yeah.
We were like, we want to see you.
Will you come hang out with us?
Yeah.
I'll honestly go Dutch on a plane ticket.
To Vermont to hang out with Jackson. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me.
And me.
I'm Amir.
And I'm Josh.
hold on, watch it. Watch record. It's dangling.
What are you talking about?
It's a little, yeah, it's like,
No, it's not. It's in there. It's in there really tight.
nice tight squeeze. One of these days we're going to have a studio.
You're obsessed.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, we should have a studio, but we pay too much money in rent now.
Yeah, instead we had a three-bedroom house.
We had a three-bedroom house with a little office, studio, and it made sense to pay expensive rent because
we justified it by it's like, it's also a studio.
Yeah, this guest room is the podcast studio.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. The mics were set up.
Yeah.
And now the new place is nicer and doesn't have a podcast studio.
we've sacrificed the studio.
We got used to paying high rent.
Yeah. And then, we got rid of the studio.
Yeah, and then got rid of the convenience.
When we get
but
more
now
money.
We can't afford a studio.
Yeah, when we get more money, we should just buy a car and still not have a studio. We'll just have a company Tesla.
Wouldn't it be so sick to have just like a little office space?
Yeah.
We could do stuff there.
That'd be chill.
Let's do it.
Well, thanks to our sponsors for getting us there.
Come on, please.
Are you begging?
We'll hang a nature box sign outside the studio if you just get it for us.
Yeah, we'll put banner ads inside our office. So at the very least, we'll see them a lot. So what is this? It's an advice podcast. People email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com and they have questions. They're seeking our guidance. And then we offer it on this podcast. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say that was perfect.
Thank you. This is episode 118, which I dubbed my birthday episode because my birthday is January 18th.
That's amazing. Happy birthday. So today you are officially...
No. It's not. That's not the date that this episode is coming out.
Right. But when this episode comes out, you will be a 32-year-old
no,
man.
No. So you're still... Don't say right and then guess wrong.
What are you
talking
about?
Let me explain it to you.
What?
You're like a poor pupil who's like too afraid to admit that he's wrong.
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
This is episode number 118.
Oh.
You still don't get it? So when it comes out, you'll be 32.
I see. So this is not a January episode.
No. You thought we were recording this episode a month and a half in advance.
Honestly, I don't know how many we've recorded.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, we have zero.
Really?
This is coming out later today/tomorrow.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, it's December 3rd right now.
Well, let me be the first to wish you happy birthday.
Absolutely. And so you're born on the 4th or something? You're born on December 4th is what you're saying? What are you doing? You're ripping out your pubes on my bed?
I just feel like there's a really long hair inside
sure.
my underwear right now.
And it's not your pubic hair?
No, none of my pubes are... Relax, dude.
I'm so sorry I jumped to that conclusion as you shoved your hand down your pants, made a fist like you're ripping out a tuft of hair, and then you're looking at the result.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're acting like you own this bed. We rent it.
I still sleep in it. You still can't put your pubes
not
in
yours.
It.
This is not yours. Do you understand that? I could fucking
don't teach
I could dry
me a lesson.
If I want to.
I guess you don't
could.
Own it. Yeah, you're right. I don't own it. But don't turn this into a lesson where you're teaching me things.
So I'm gonna dry hump it.
Holy shit! That's the worst thing you could do to my bed is dry hump it. We already gave that guy credit. Poflow. Should we get started? Should we try answering the first email?
Yeah, why not?
We need a fake name to preserve this gentleman's anonymity.
Of course.
This is a real email, though. I'm going to read it verbatim.
Other people that were born on your birthday. Who do you share your birthday with?
Oh, that's good. Kevin Costner.
That's one. Great.
Howdy. My name is Kevin Costner, and I've been listening since about episode 40 and have finally decided to write in. I feel that you two give very sound advice, and I have hit something of a confusing patch in my life. I am one of your younger listeners about to graduate high school, and my problem revolves around me not knowing what to focus my energy into. I do a lot of different activities that give me enjoyment, such as creating short comedy videos, composing music, running, and drawing, to name a few. Like I said, I enjoy doing these things, but some of them I am less great at. Recently, my old man told me I should just focus on the things I'm actually good at or I could find a career in. My question to you guys is, should I take my dad's advice and drop some of my hobbies and focus on just a few, or, since I'm so young, carry on being a jack of all trades? Thanks. Love the show. Kevin Costner. So, 17 to 18-year-old has a lot of hobbies. Dad says, drop a few, focus on the ones that make you cash.
Yeah, because you're not a jack of all trades. You're a quack
of one
of low grades.
This didn't say that, but yeah, that's one way to look at it for sure. It's weird advice that a dad is telling his kid to stop doing hobbies.
Don't be happy. It's time to make money.
You're 17 now. Is he a farmer in the Second World War that he has to help out his old man ASAP?
Maybe this kid's just really bad at drawing and he's sort of like...
I think I'll pursue drawing. I don't know.
What would you do if you had a kid and he was like, I love drawing. You saw his paintings and they were really, really, really bad.
Yeah. Well, what would you do if you had a kid and he was ugly? If you had an ugly kid.
Impossible.
And he couldn't get.
How could I have an ugly kid?
Imagine if you married such a dog of a wife and then she gave birth to a kid that was so busted he couldn't even get head. I swear.
You've never gotten head.
I don't need to get head. I could suck my own dick. You've seen it.
You were hospitalized for a month because you pulled a bone off in your neck.
I pulled my neck and I broke my spine. I folded it into two and it cracked.
You wanted to get that rib removal surgery, but instead you just cracked your own two bottom ribs, hoping they'd implode by the pressure.
And they did. That is a good rumor. The Marilyn Manson removed his ribs so he can suck his own dick. Is that the limiting factor? Your bottom two ribs. If those weren't there, your spine could just fold in half.
I think. What if you Let's start the rumor that you removed your bottom two ribs so you could suck your own dick, but your dick was still too small, so they had to remove.
And what is the conversation like with the doctor? He's like, I'd like to remove the bottom two ribs in order to, you know, suck my own dick. He's like, all right, that sounds fine. As long as you have health insurance, I suppose that will cover it.
The beautiful people.
I actually removed my top two ribs so that I can give myself a raspberry.
How important are ribs? I want to be able to fillet and blow me. So what, they protect my vital organs?
Yeah.
That's fine. My most vital organ is my penis, and I want it in my mouth.
Can I actually remove my rib cage and rebuild it around my dick?
Yeah.
So that I can sort of still suck my entire torso will be loose like a whoopee cushion.
Can I move my heart into my anus?
So that I can kiss my own ass goodbye. So should this guy get a hobby? Should this guy lose a hobby?
It's time to drop one.
You're so young still, my advice. I feel weird saying don't listen to your dad.
Right. Well, you can just tell your dad okay and then still do anything you want, right?
How about this for some sound advice? So his hobbies are creating short comedy videos, composing music, running, and drawing. First of all, running is a fine hobby. You can do that concurrently with anything else. You do it for like... half an hour to an hour a day. It's not going to take away from other stuff. And it's like physically good. So keep running and then combine the other hobbies. Like if you start focusing as a freshman in college on creating short comedy videos and then they also have your own music and they also have your own animation, by the time you finish college, you'll be some sort of expert in that. So you'll be the only person I know that can like, you know, make his own comedy videos that are animated with your own songs.
That's true.
So it's not about losing hobbies. It's about combining them. So you sort of shove them together into one mega hobby.
That's not a bad idea.
Then you're still doing what your old man says. You have less hobbies because your one hobby is to, you know, create animated videos with songs. And the other one is running. What if he tells you to stop running? You really should start focusing more on the comedy videos. I'd like you to stop jogging. I'd like you to get less healthy. Beat that advice. You can't. It's sound. It's perfect. It's great. It's good.
It's a little too on the nose.
Excuse?
You're trying to give him a, you're no better than his dad by saying, do this exact thing. And I'm going to say, do you follow your path?
You're like your mom and I'm like your dad. You just give like very helpful, optimistic, spiritual advice. Just an overarching emotional push.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, take hobbies 1, 2, 3 and combine them into hobby 1. And then hobby 4 will become hobby 2. And then you're down from 4 to 2. And then...
And look at that. You've made it.
Yeah.
But you are the one that constructed the path.
So what do you... You're talking about me or you're talking about the child?
I'm talking about my fucking dad.
I always am. Whether you know it or not, I'm fucking talking about my old man. Does he listen to this podcast?
Let's find out. Fuck you, Dad. Call me for once. And now we
He's
wait.
He's calling you.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Daddy, I fucking love you.
You know I'm sorry, Daddy.
Oh, you thought you were calling Micah. Yeah. Okay.
One time I had a friend call another friend on his birthday. So, like, my friend... Friend B was having a birthday and friend A called friend B to ask her friend C's phone number. So it was just like, hey. And he's like, oh, hey. Expecting that he'd say happy birthday. But instead he's like, do you have this other guy's phone number? And he's like, yeah, I guess I do. He's like, all right, thanks, bye.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
All right. Moving onward.
Onward and downward.
Oh, this is a good one. Another guy. Oh, guy who was born on my birthday. I think Muhammad Ali was...
We know Kevin Costner. Yeah. You think Muhammad Ali.
I think Muhammad Ali. Sorry, Cassius Clay. Don't get me started on that whole fucking name change thing. Cassius Clay?
Cassius.
Cassius?
Cassius.
Cassius writes, hey guys, my name is Cassius Clay. I'm writing in from Canada. I'll cut to it. I've been dating this girl for a few months now, and she's great. A real sweet girl, and we're both into each other, and we are enjoying our relationship. But... here's the issue. Whenever we get intimate, there's a pretty significant BO problem. Now, I'm not saying that I smell like roses all the time, and I don't have a problem with natural body occurrences. We're both studying nursing. But it is really consistent, and it definitely takes away from the pleasure. So my question is, how could I broach the topic? I'm thinking that maybe she doesn't wear deodorant, so should I just ask her if she does and suggest it? I don't know a good but kind way to bring it up. I like her, and I know this can be a sensitive topic. Oh, and this is just a normal armpit body odor, not like a vaginal odor or something weird. So, put a pin in that. Anyway, thanks for the advice. Ta-da, Cassius Clay.
What can you do? You can't. Can you? Can you? Would you? I don't know.
How do you tell someone that they stink? I mean, B.O.
Just put a lot of deodorant in your armpits, and when you're... fucking like wrap your arms around her, sort of angle them onto her armpits.
So you're rubbing
and rub them. Yeah.
Oh god, like, this is so hot. You know what gets me off is this Degree body odor wipe.
Yeah.
Let's fucking rub it all over our armpits specifically.
I think you have to wait. I think you have to wait till you're more comfortable. Like if you're wondering how you can bring this up, then it's like not okay yet.
Yeah, but how can you ever? Because then the longer you wait, it's like, oh, how long have I smelled? 3 years.
Yeah, but then you're like, oh, you smelled for a long time, but I like you so much. Can you smell better now? Now we're comfortable around each other.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Oh, it's the worst. Have you ever had just a friend smell? I mean, if your friend smells, you could say you smell.
Yeah.
Guys can do that. I guess girls
don't do that as much, I don't think.
What? Girls can't
I feel like we've had that problem on the podcast. Girls saying, like, my friend smells bad.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe... I've definitely known girls who are like, I don't know how we can tell her that she doesn't smell good.
Do they not, if you are around this bad smell, do you just become desensitized to it? It's like when you're in a really sweaty room and then someone walks in and they're like, whoa, it smells awful in here. And you're like, oh, I didn't even realize it because I've been in here for 3 hours.
I mean, that happens to me all the time. People will tell me that I smell bad, and I'm like, oh, I just am me all the time, so it smells fine.
It smells status quo.
I mean, we've been in rooms and just like been farting so much and like not minded, you know, when we're like writing or something,
yeah,
and somebody walks in and you're like, holy shit.
The air in here is steamy green.
It's diarrhea in here.
Oh, is it? I didn't even realize. I guess we have been waterboarding each other with diarrhea. So what do you tell a girl that smells and it's bad? And if you don't tell her, then you can't get intimate with her.
I just, yeah. Nothing.
Your options are suck
or
it up.
I think the best you can do is maybe talk to her about this, like, wait till she smells, and then you say, ooh, you have like a little BO or something today.
Oh, so it's like a specific thing.
Are you like,
or you can be like, one of us really smells.
Oh, one of us really smells.
Yeah. I don't know if it's me or you.
That's not a bad idea. But I think definitely treat it like it's the one first time that it's happened.
Yeah.
And I think that will be like, oh, he's aware of this stuff. So like, I'll put on deodorant or something.
You know what? Okay. What do you think about this? This is like sitcom style approaching it.
Okay.
So a guy is dating a girl.
Yeah.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. She just smells so awful. He doesn't know what to do. He's building himself up. He like tells her, I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to tell her, I'm going to get a friend to tell her. And then like finally he's about to do it. He sits her down and then Kramer walks in and he's like, oh dear God. And then she's like, what? He's like, you really smell. And then he walks out and then she smells herself. And then she's like, oh, I guess I do really smell. So what you want to do is get a wacky neighbor or a silly person in your life who has no moral compass, no problem. He has no shame to just walk up to a girl and be like, oh, you reek of shit. Because then it's just like this instant jolt of truth coming from a source that she may or may not see before.
I think she has to know that that person is like a little wacky.
Yeah.
Because if someone was just like, you smell bad, that might be sort of traumatizing.
Right. But if it's
so
like,
if you know the source that it's coming from and you know that it's like, that it's just meant as like pure honesty.
Yeah.
Like no filter.
Yeah. Unfiltered honesty.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. I like that too.
So get the Kramer in your life. So ours would be Dave.
Yeah. Of course. Though Dave is maybe the smelliest person I've ever known. He always smells like cigarettes and clam.
Not a coincidence, because those are the two things he eats the most of. That and pizza.
I've seen him smoke a clam and eat a cigarette.
Here's a quick funny Dave story that I told you when I was in New York a month or so ago. We went out, or it was just me and Dave going out. And we went out, we just went bar hopping and hopping and hopping, looking for fun. And just like, you know, it was always just us two. And then we got back, we like eventually decided to call it quits at 2 a.m. And then I'm like, where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm going to go sleep at the office. I'm like, oh, you can just sleep in my hotel room. I have two beds. And he's like, all right, great. And then he's like, we should get pizza. So I go, this pizza place is closing down. They have one pie left and every slice is $1. And Dave does not have a wallet at this point. He lost it. Does he still not have a wallet? Did he lose? He lost it.
I don't know if he ever got it back. He was like, he didn't want to cancel his credit cards or anything. He was waiting. to see
a good Samaritan would just.
I think he got a new wallet.
Okay, so at this point, he didn't have any money.
Yeah, he didn't have a wallet for like 4 or 5 days.
Right. So he's like. So I'm like, oh, can I have two slices of pizza? One for me, one for Dave. And then Dave's like waiting at a table, yelling across the restaurant. He's like, get four. Like, I don't want four. He's like, I'll eat three. I'm like, no, I'll get three. You'll have two. And if you want two more after that, these are like huge slices. If you really want four, then I'll get you two more after you finish your two. So I get him two and he demolishes them instantly. And then I like have to go back. I'm like, can I have one more slice? He's like, get three more. You're not going to eat five slices of pizza. You already had two. I'm giving you one more. He's like, get two more and a box. So you don't even want it now. I'm buying your lunch for tomorrow. So I get him two more and a to-go box. He eats one, which is his third slice, and then takes the fourth box to go, and he like leaves it in my hotel room when we're sleeping. So it just like smells like old pizza.
Did he take it to work with him the next day?
I don't know. I forget if he ate it that night anyway, or if he ate it the next morning, or if he took it. But he definitely consumed four over the course of not a lot of time. That was, I actually took an Instagram photo of him eating pizza in my bed.
Oh, so was that the fourth piece?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to check that out, Dave took off his pants very quickly, hopped into the bed next to mine, and devoured a pizza.
It's incredible.
Let's take a break in between questions two and three this time and thank a couple more sponsors for bringing us back on a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Hey, we're back, and I have some news for you.
Me?
Yeah. Cassius Clay, born January 17th, not January 18th.
All right.
But here's an interesting thing. I was born January 18th in Israel, but it was January 17th in America.
So you and Cassius Clay were actually born at the exact same time.
Well, he is 40 years older than me.
But still, same day.
Same time of day.
Same time of day.
Yeah.
And you guys are roughly the same age.
I guess in the grand scheme of cosmic time, we appear in the same epoch.
Irish twins in that regard.
You know, everyone in my family was born on the same day.
That's amazing.
Of the week. Yeah.
Really?
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
All right. Episode. No. Question three. Question the third. Okay. Got it. This guy's name is Clark Gable. Clark Gable was born on January 18th.
I like that.
So, here is my issue. During the summer, I have been going on lots of dates. I think dates are super fun because I love taking girls out for a fun time without there being an emotional connection. Here is where my problem comes in. I recently went on a camping trip and drunkenly hooked up with a girl, Toda. The girl had a boyfriend, but after the camping trip, she dumped him and asked me to go on a date with her, and I said yes. The date went well. And then another one happened, and now I think she's getting serious feelings for me, and at this point, I don't feel ready for a relationship. So, my question is, how do I tell this girl I want things to slow down without losing her completely? And does it make me a complete prick for wanting to date other girls? Any advice you can give me would be hashtag dope.
This is a problem that you have as well.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, in a lot of ways, I am like Clark Gable.
You're very
a dashing actor born on
January
18th.
And I'm sort of like Clark Kent. yeah. Superman.
Yeah. Without
or
the
very
glasses.
Least, a journalist.
I'm like Clark Gable. I'm like Clark Kent. I'm a journalist. I just realized Clark Gable, February 1st. So way off in terms of that.
So we got Kevin Costner and no one else.
Yeah, I'm bad at remembering my birthdays. So what do you think?
This is the problem with being a lockdown boy. That's the phrase.
What's a lockdown boy?
Lockdown boy, it's being like a good catch. I got to lock this guy down.
Oh, you're saying this guy is so nice.
He's nice. He's fun, charming, likes dates. That's the you like dates because you're good at it, because girls like you. You know, you're a likable guy.
Yeah.
And the problem is, so many guys are pieces of shit that when a girl meets a good guy that's nice and treats them nicely and is respectful and funny and charming, they want to date you and date you and date you until no one else is dating you.
Yeah, but you just still want a sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not ready to settle down.
And the tough thing is, a lot of the time, a nice guy, a nice charming guy like that, much like you and me to a certain extent.
For sure.
You get that preemptive guilt of knowing, like, this girl's getting into me and I don't want to see this through.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, I don't see it.
I don't want to give this a 4-month shot.
Right. So what do you do?
Do you break up with someone after the second date, even though you're not in a relationship?
And that's what you do.
I cut things off so early.
You cut things off.
Because I'm afraid that if I cut it off later, it'll be harder.
Well, see, I think that is
short-sighted.
It's a little bit too much of a power play.
So it's like
you're taking everyone's emotions into your own hands and saying, you feel this way and I don't want that, so I'm going to cut it off. But that's actually you not knowing how she actually feels.
Right, but you can tell if somebody's more into you, like being extra cute and lovey-dovey.
Sure, but I don't think that should give you the power to make the decision of, we're not going to do this anymore because you can't handle your emotions.
But isn't it more on me? Like, I don't want to lead you down this path. And then, like, we entered a forest, and I don't think there's anything for the next 40 miles. So I don't want to walk 20 miles with you and then just leave you. I'd rather, like, at the 100-yard mark be like, this isn't going to work out. Let's sprint back away from
each other. Who says you're leading anyone through the forest?
Because I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man.
You're the misogynist.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So what should I do? What should this guy do? If it's...
I think you let pure heart rule, let your intentions be known up front. That way, when things inevitably fizzle, like you know they will, even if that disappoints her, she at least knows that you are always up front, always honest.
What do you mean fizzle?
When he's like, you know what, I don't want to keep on dating you. I want to see what's going on with other people. And she's like, but we were having so much fun.
Right.
And then you're like, yeah, but you know, I told you from the get-go that I wanted to like continue dating other people, that I enjoyed being single.
Gotcha. So instead of breaking up, you don't say, I don't want to see you anymore, and then just like have her be confused. You say, by the way, before this gets too serious, I don't want a girlfriend right now. Yeah. I like hanging out with you. We can still hang out. But I don't necessarily want to be in a committed relationship right now.
And if you want to walk away because I'm not ready to commit or like see this relationship through for what it could be,
mm-hmm.
then I understand. But if you're down to just have fun and date other people, but like see each other and get to know each other a little bit,
yeah,
then that's great too.
So
giving her basically. Giving her more information and then the power to make the decision, rather than you taking the information, internalizing it, and then breaking up with her.
So what was this guy's specific question? I feel like we just started talking about me only.
Yeah.
How do I tell this girl that I want to slow things down without losing her completely?
Well, this girl is somebody who broke up with her boyfriend to start dating you, or to be single.
You assume.
Right. So she broke up with her boyfriend. I think you could be like, that's really exciting. You should explore being single. I don't want to like bring you into my orbit, and I don't want to be this rebound. also, like, I'm a little scatterbrained right now. I'm still excited by other girls and other opportunities out there for me.
Yeah. Girls who aren't you specifically.
Let's enjoy being single.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being excited by other girls that aren't the person if you're single. And there's nothing wrong with being excited by dudes. It's so weird how there's like, you know, being on the outside, it's so easy to understand that. And then when it's happening to you and the person you like wants to see other people, your mind is rocked by it.
Yeah, you're like, why? Aren't I the best? You don't think I'm the best. You think other girls are better.
You can't imagine people having opposite or like different feelings than you have.
Doesn't everyone feel what I feel?
Don't you get it? But I like you a lot. So then you like me a lot because I feel that and that's what I want and that's what would be best.
It's like when you're sick, you're like, how are people walking around right now? Isn't everyone really, really sick?
Yeah. And this is a sickness.
Yeah. So this guy, all he can do is be honest.
Yeah.
Say, oh, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I'm just looking to date around. I would be very happy if you would be that girl or one of the girls that dates me.
I don't think you should say that.
But just
I'd love for you to be one of the girls that dates me.
Yeah. But just know every time that I'm busy that there's a great, great chance that I'm with somebody else developing emotions and feelings for them.
I think the thing to always carry in your heart is that protecting people from the truth you think will hurt them is much more detrimental.
I'll carry that in my heart.
Please do.
I am wearing a locket. What do you mean? Oh, so I should give the lady all the information and not cut her off.
Yes, that's the kindest. Because I think you do this because you're trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I made so many decisions knowing I was being an asshole. So there's actually hope for you.
Yeah, you want I can to learn from your mistakes.
You want to be nice. I wanted to be mean. I wanted to hurt people. I wanted to destroy things. I liked that.
Did you really? Or was it just a collateral damage of what?
I think that was what I had to do to be okay with like the wreckage I was causing. Yeah, I wanted to become the demon that I knew I was.
I thought you just wanted a lot of things and then the collateral damage was people being hurt by it. I didn't know that you actually wanted to hurt people.
It was, you know, yeah, sure. I didn't want to do it, but when I did it, I was like amused by it. I'm a sociopath.
What do you mean you were amused? Like
I was like, oh man, I don't know. Yeah, fuck. I was like... I didn't feel true guilt.
Maybe ever, probably never.
I would feel like micro spurts of it. Like, yeah. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Oh, there's something new.
A shiny toy. Let me switch to another text message thread where somebody's excited by me and not angry by me.
I disappointed one person, so how can I make three people happy?
All right. Great. A net positive change in the world. And if I just keep replacing one with every three, suddenly I'm the nicest person ever.
I'm a hero. So you're you want to be nice. You genuinely do.
Yeah.
So I think what you
think is nice is like, oh, if I tell a person that I'm not into them after date three, that's nicer than after date 15.
Right.
Because and then she's like, how long have you known? Oh, since date three. Oh, why don't you tell me after date three?
That's...
I carried it in my heart. Jake, help.
You have to be upfront. I'm saying carry in your heart the fact that being honest is better than protecting somebody. They're not white lies when you're dating. They're like you saying, hey, I don't think we should hang out anymore. You're robbing both of... you guys of like eight great dates and some nice sex and good friendly conversation that would be fun for everyone.
And then it ends.
It could fizzle for her. She might not be into you as much.
No, everyone's really into me.
Yeah, of course.
No one would ever fizzle out of feelings for me. Look at me. I'm the man. By the way, Cary Grant is who I was thinking of, not Clark Gable.
Oh,
Cary
gotcha.
Grant shares my brain. So it wasn't completely out of the blue. So basically, in summation, be completely honest with her and let her make the decision.
The nicest thing you can be is honest. But not brutal honesty.
Obviously, not too much so.
There's a fine line. But with dating, I think that is true.
All right. Last question, and it's from a girl, so I'm going to look up a real lady that was born on my birthday. Holy shit, there's never been a girl that was born on January 18th. Isn't that crazy?
Never, ever?
Yeah, not even a non-famous one. Just zero. I'm just scrolling through the list, and I see zero of them. I'm gonna have to choose a non-famous girl. The worst kind. All right, here we go. An actress named Morgan York. Ever heard of her?
One of my favorites.
This is born January 18th, 1993.
Oh, really?
Morgan York writes, "So here's the deal. I moved to LA about a month and a half ago. I only know my two roommates, so I'm looking to meet people. Obviously, I turned to Tinder.
Hey-o!
About a week in, I met this chill guy. He was from the same area. I was back east, and we had a lot in common. He just moved as well and was a lanky ginger with a beard, just my type, so it was great. We went to a concert, went hiking, and started to do a bunch of random shit together every weekend, cut to a few weeks ago when we went to a bar and then back to his place. The sex was not good. He lasted about 30 seconds. We kind of laughed it off, and he said it had been a while. And I thought this was kind of endearing at first, but we've hooked up twice since then, and the same thing keeps happening. I hate to be a jerk, but I'm not sure what to do. I'm definitely not looking to date him, but it would be fun slash cool to have a hangout slash hookup buddy. Should I ditch the bitch and seize the cheese elsewhere on Tinder, or stick it out? Ta-da, Morgan York."
Ooh, shit.
How many strikes before a guy's out is the real question here.
I think she should do both things that she's talking about doing.
Oh, like she can continue trying to see if he
lasts. You can keep on hooking up with this guy and then also still stay on Tinder and go on dates. That's what you should do. But always be seizing your cheese.
But why?
You have to seize your cheese and you have to do you. Do you understand? And you can do them simultaneously. And that is seizing the ultimate cheese and doing the ultimate you.
The most cheese of all, yourself. But if it's not good, why should she keep doing it?
Well, personally, I don't really know much about
history,
premature ejaculation.
Oh, or, yeah.
You know, being a two-pump chump.
Yeah.
Though I have been there.
Nor do I know about not being able to achieve. So I'm sort of in the right zone always and forever.
What I'm saying is, like, there's definitely been times where I came too early. I think that happens to everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I've heard that there is, like, chronic...
where you're incapable of doing anything else.
Yeah, where you, like, only come really early.
Right.
And I don't know, like, if that's the deal and she doesn't like him that much, and then, or if she, like, doesn't... If the sex is going to be bad always, then sure, don't do that.
Right.
But I also think that, like, this guy might just like you a lot. He might not have had sex a whole bunch. And if you guys are having sex, like, every couple days or every couple weeks, then, you know, he might just be, like, coming too early because he's super excited. And it might just take time for him to get used to it.
Right. So maybe if you're not enjoying it, you could stop. But if you think there's promise of something better, feel free to keep doing that while also pursuing other interests.
And I mean, if you're talking about just like you're trying to get pleasure, which is great and you should, tell him to like go down on you or like do shit that's not fucking, because he's not good enough at that to get you off.
This is her giving him the cold, cold truth.
This
do shit to me that's not fucking, because you're not good enough to get me off.
Well,
actually say that to him, and that should shrivel his little dick so much that he'll never orgasm again.
That's actually fair.
Yeah, shame him into lasting longer.
But you should also be dating other people, swiping right, doing your shit, going on other dates, and then you're like simultaneously dating a couple people, then you choose the best one, and then you drop everybody else who's no good. And there you go, now you found your soulmate.
Yeah, I mean, Morgan, you're an actress, you know about auditioning, you get understand. How it works. That's the game. Although I am kind of into this shame condom idea, where you sort of just make people feel so bad about themselves they can't achieve an erection or an orgasm.
Well, not achieving an erection would probably be a pretty bad way to have sex.
Well, you can stuff it in there, sort of like a handkerchief, like how a magician does it, handkerchief into a fist.
That's true.
Yeah.
The hottest thing a girl could say while I'm having sex with her is like, you're never going to come. You're never, ever going to come.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably come instantly.
Because she's doing the reverse psychology.
I definitely think, like, don't come, like, don't come yet is so hot.
That's a shame, because when she's saying that, she really means it.
I know.
Yeah.
And when you're like, as soon as somebody whispers, like you say, I'm going to come, she's like, not yet. Like, okay. Way too late.
Not yet. Oh, we're past that, honey.
I came 5 minutes ago.
Sweetheart. Look down, I'm using a goddamn pickle. That's actually not bad. If he uses like a cucumber or a dill.
Well, this is advice to him then.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been like prematurely aging in this girl.
Aging.
And you gotta say, like, yo, dude, you gotta just use a pickle.
Yeah, so
put a condom on worse.
Yeah, put a condom on a pickle and then do the old switcheroo. Don't actually do this. I should clarify that sounds dangerous and bad. So in conclusion,
don't do that. Not yeah. good, of course.
And then for this lady, she can just continue sampling before settling down.
Yeah, and maybe you guys could have a candid conversation if it happens a fourth or fifth time. Like, is there something I can do to make you last longer? And then like you can find out if it's a constant problem for him or if he's just, you know, nervous.
Personally, I think if a woman is hooking up with two guys at once, she's a slut and she deserves to be shamed, though. Right. That is our time.
Well, I quit the podcast.
What? Just because I snuck that in there?
You're a slut shamer.
For that. Cool. I think we're all on the same page here. Continue doing yourself. Continue seizing the cheese. Continue seeing other people. Give this guy another shot if you like it. And if not, then it's okay to cut him off.
Perfect.
That's it. That is our time, spelled T-H-Y-M-E in a cute little fashion. If you have your own questions, please email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. If you have your own theme song submissions, like Poe Flo did, you can send those to ifireyoushow@gmail.com as well. We start and end every episode with a theme song written by our talented fans. The one at the end of the show is written by a guy named Harry S-E-O, or perhaps Harry C-O. For short.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday, y'all. Woo pig suey.
This episode was real.
Shake yourself out to get real.
Every Monday, Thursday, I am very sad, but that's okay.
I call Mayday and Jay and they give you advice is what I have to pay.
Tell your moms and daddies and set jigs to turn it up because
it's about to get real.
Wise advice is twice a week for free. You gotta
deal.
JQ teach how to with girls. I'll make you bitches like
me.
Hearing this sneak peek with emails to defeat on your seat.
If I were you, I'd make it funny when Jake talks about STDs.
Now give me thoughts about my rap that I gave it a shot.
And tell us the answers to questions with everything you got.